Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We are so delighted to be with you, and we're live, and we're excited. And this is an extraordinary moment in so many ways. We're at the end of April 2016. Shri and I have a lot to share. We literally, as you may have known, we were not live last week because we were literally in the throes of some severe earth changes, learning about spiritual survival. We had a lot to talk about that and how to really move forward in a congested, chaotic world.
Well, the world is certainly ever more chaotic and seems to be congested with all kinds of energies
exactly.
And thoughts and promotions and beliefs and distractions.
Let's
and
just
distortions.
Face it, it's full.
There's a lot going on our planet, and I know that each and every one of you has your own personal experience of that because we are all touching in at many levels. And so today we're going to chat a little bit about what to do when the chaos overwhelms your body, your car, your home, wherever you happen to be, and how to hold your inner compass going on.
And really, that's an important gift. And this is something that is just so important because we are at a precipice moment on the planet. We're also 4 days away from what is going to be, this is going to be the retrograde you're going to talk about for the rest of the year. This is going to be the one. We have a lot to share about that as well. And we are live. You can try and jump in. The lines might already be full, but you can try. 888-627-6008. And remember, once we say hello to someone and they hang up, that would be your time to call back in and try and jump in and see if you can get on the show live today, because we truly enjoy speaking and hearing from you. And you can always send that email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Now, Shri, I think we have had so many people sending us well wishes. So many people were curious, hey, are you guys okay? I heard about that horrible tornado in Uruguay, all the big earth changes going on in South America, the earthquakes in Ecuador, you guys having this record 40-year occurrence down here. So I think we need to first jump in and say, hey, thank you. We felt all of your love, your well wishes, your concern. We tried to get an email out. We would have internet for like 10 minutes at a time, and then it would be gone.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And just to kind of fill you in with a little bit of the facts, you know, there have been incidents all over our planet, some horrible earthquakes in Asia.
Japan,
and certainly Ecuador was just really, really tragic.
Yeah,
it brought so many people to their knees, quite literally. Here we are in this southern part of South America, in Uruguay, and what happened here was a storm that actually had been brewing for a while, a couple of weeks, and it finally just focalized, you might say, and we had incredible rainfall. I mean, incredible amounts of water falling from the sky. And right as that was beginning, there was a unique area over in on the edge between Uruguay and Argentina where a tornado was formed.
And this tornado, I don't know if you've been able to, you might be able to Google Dolores. That was the name of the town. Dolores, like the name Dolores. Dolores Tornado, Uruguay. This was a huge tornado. I mean, very, very large tornado. And what's fascinating is that, you know, down here, we just don't have those type of earth changes. We just don't have those types of incidents. And so it's not like they could even tell you what category it was. There's only like one cell phone video of it that one guy captured, but it was massive.
It really it kicked 1,000 people or more families out of their homes.
Devastated parts of the town.
Yeah. And there's only been one other tornado on record down here about 40 years earlier that I'm aware of at any rate. And so this is very unusual. The thing that is a little more common is occasionally when they have tropical storms hit, they do get a lot of rain. And the country has lots of little streams and rivers that spill over their banks. And from time to time, Those that people that live close to those streams end up with water in their basements, so to speak, or their living rooms. What happened this time around is the water was so massive that we actually were unable to leave. We couldn't exit our driveway.
You know, a lot of you may already know that we're very, very blessed. Sri and I were called here almost exactly a year ago now, to live here at Terra Nostra in Uruguay. And it was really the land herself that called us. And we are very, very blessed because we live at a, well, ironically, Uruguay is a very flat country, but we live in what would be considered the mountainous area of Uruguay. We actually live at some of the highest elevation in the country. And our main complex here at the Terra Nostra community is 200 years old. And of course, 200 years ago, they were probably already thinking, and it was built up on a mound. However, we are a 45-kilometer drive down a very high-quality dirt road, and it crosses three rivers?
No, there's about four different bridges, a couple different rivers that crisscross the road, and all of them were washed out.
And we have two rivers on our property because we are very, very blessed to have a plentiful amount of water. And what was so fascinating was, 5 years ago, many of you who know Sri and I may already be aware of this, and you can certainly go to sriandkira.com, click on Discover, and click on Guatemala and read about this. But 5 years ago was the first time Sri and I literally survived major earth changes. We were living in Guatemala during Hurricane Agatha, and very similar to what happened here with the tornado. In less than a 24-hour period, 26 people we knew lost their lives, 600 people lost their homes. We became almost a life raft for an entire village. There was a sinkhole. The volcano erupted. It all happened. The airport closed. And that was the first time that we literally were forced to learn how to navigate and be prepared. And over the past 5 years, we've been very, very blessed to listen to our intuition. And as a matter of fact, we've just published an article, and we really encourage you, go read this article. Go to sriandkira.com, right on the homepage, you will see, under latest, you can't miss it, Spiritual Survival, The Essentials for Harmony During Chaotic Times. Because for 5 days and five nights last week, we were 100% alone and cut off from all communication, all assistance, all support, with literally no way in or out.
And well, in hindsight, 5 days doesn't seem that long.
It's the five nights that we <long. laughs>
it is indeed the five nights with the thunderclaps and the torrential rains.
And the flooding and the leaking and the septic flooding and everything else.
When we go a period of time without proper rest, everything seems to get a little larger and a little bigger as far as the physical side of things. And that's really leads us to what we want to chat about today. There are some essential recognitions that will support us, all of us, when we are in times of transition.
And you know, one of the things to remember is this. Many people write us often and say, with all the earth changes that are going on, and this is, you know, Sri and I are beginning to realize this is obviously part of our mission, is to literally survive through these earth changes and to be able to bring some wisdom through this ourselves from having lived it. Not just esoterically talking about it. This is now the second time we have had to live through this. And the spiritual survival is very, very important because it all starts with the trust and the recognition that if you are allowing the universe to go through you, you will be protected, you will be in the right place at the right time, and your needs will be met. I mean, we were blessed on every level, and the show is not meant to be all about how we survived this storm, but seriously, go to sriandkira.com and read the article because we've got a lot of detail in there, a lot of tips in there, because the question is, there is a storm upon us right now. We know that earth changes are real, and what we have learned twice in our lives is 1 minute changes your life. It's that 1 minute that it goes from this isn't a normal storm to this is an earth-changing, life-changing event. And are you prepared for that 1 minute? And can you carry your spiritual life into it with you? That's when you know if you are holding the harmony of your ascended presence.
And it is essential that each of us takes a moment and thinks it through. You know, we are surprised. It wouldn't be a dramatic moment if it wasn't surprising.
That's true.
And like any of life's critical moments, if you take a little time to think it through in advance, whether it's a big job interview or or anything else that you're doing, if you think it through in advance, it's a little easier to navigate the immediacy that will present itself. Now, we talk a bit about this in the article at our website. And to here on the show today, we're going to give you a few little specific tips in addition that I think you're going to find useful. So you may want to jot them down.
You might want to write this down, because there is a harmony to surviving in this congested world. And there are literally things you can do. And it all begins with presence. And that is such a valuable tool. And of course, as I mentioned, we're heading into a retrograde that's going to be the retrograde you're going to talk about for the rest of 2016. And so a big show, lots of callers, lines, of course, are full. And so why don't we say hello to some people before we continue this journey?
Absolutely. We've got lots to share, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. So we're going to start at line one and say hello to Susan from New York.
First time caller. Namaste, Susan.
Hi, namaste.
I think I called in on
just the right day. My concerns are survival when it's not so much the earth changes, but humanity and what they're doing to cause it. I currently study social work, so I'm exposed to all the injustice and all the horrific acts of humans, and I need help with surviving that.
Oh, Angel, you know, you have such a beautiful heart. As you're sharing, I see such beautiful heart energy around you and such deep, deep love. And, you know, from a spiritual perspective in the moment, for you, there is a gift that you're honing through all of this experience. And it's teaching you, we like to refer to it as spiritual discernment. And, you know, everything that we just wrote in our article, you know, I'm giggling, thinking is actually exactly appropriate for what you're asking, because that's actually where we go with it. That the earth changes certainly are real and they are there. However, humanity itself is at a defining moment between third and fifth dimensional energy. And for beautiful beings like you that are bridging both, it is a very critical time. And I'm smiling that not only did you call today, that you were our first caller and that you got through. If nothing else, may that be affirmation and confirmation that you are truly being guided and getting your needs met.
And there's one thing to recognize, and this is for you and for all of us, is that humanity goes through cycles.
Yes.
And what I'm talking about is the mass consciousness, what we would refer to as third dimensional consciousness. And right now, the cycle is not toward upliftment. It's kind of a repeat, regressive thing going on.
Which is why this retrograde is actually going to be a good thing. So make sure you listen to the whole show.
And this isn't to say that there's a fatalistic tragedy. It's to say that things have cycles. And within every cycle, there are the enlightened beings, there is the progress being made, and there are those that kind of get their head in the sand and fall victim to the negative trends. And so as a person in social work, it's essential that you find the spiritual practices that keep you in a harmonious place, that you can detach your perspective, move up to the mountains, you know, the 10,000-foot perspective that will help you be at peace while you are also in service.
And one little gift I'd like to offer you today, Susan, is go to our website, shreenkira.com, and click on practices. It's right there at the top, and click on the container practice. If you're not already familiar with that practice, it is easy. It will absolutely clear your energy. You can use it all day long, and it will buff up your energy field as your spiritual tenacity and your spiritual discernment grow through this. Everyone's playing their role in front of you right now, and you're being groomed for a much bigger role on the planet. And so I'm grateful you called today. Namaste.
Yes, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. You're welcome. Well, you know, Shri, from Susan, let's take another caller. We have Sue sitting by in California, also a first-time caller. Hi, Sue, on line two.
Hi.
Namaste. Welcome.
Namaste to you, too. I didn't know I was calling in to talk to you. This is a joy. I've seen you. I saw you, too, at San Francisco the very first time you came to the New Living Life Expo. And I've been following you, and I bless the two of you for all that you're teaching us, all the support you're giving us, and namaste.
Namaste, and thank you, Angel. It's a gift to connect with you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Well, Sri, let's go. Should we say hi to somebody else?
Absolutely. Let's go to line three, and we'll say hello to Dominique from California.
Namaste, Dominique.
Greetings, Sri and Kira. Well, I'm calling to give kudos for all the support that you give to so many others. And in that support energy, I'm calling to reach out for a little more support while I'm navigating things. So I was hoping to maybe get a mini soul reading.
Oh, absolutely, my love. You know, even before you started speaking, the minute I said Dominique, I could feel the energy around you. And the word that keeps coming up around you right now is intense. That there's an intensity that's been coming up around you. And it's interesting because it's like two circles that are spinning, but they're not together. They're just spinning and spinning and spinning. And what I'm seeing and what I'm being told to share with you right now is that you must bring everything together. That it's very important for you to not let anything be outside of that which you are wanting to create. And if you have something around you right now that feels like it's not comfortable, it's outside of you, it's very important for you to bring it into alignment. And they're saying breath, that it's if you sit, and they're also showing me your hands on your stomach. If you sit, you put your hands on your stomach and you take in a deep breath and just feel yourself pulling everything in that needs to come in, and then exhale, poo, blowing out all that which needs to go out. The intensity will relax, the clarity will be easier to see, and the unification of all these energies will start spinning in one circle and everything will start coming together. So I'm very grateful you called today, my love. Thank you so much for sharing and being here.
Thanks for the clarity and the affirmation.
You're welcome, my love. Namaste.
Okay.
Well, you know, as we sit here today reflecting a bit on the earth changes and how the weather can be emotional, the weather can be physical, the weather can occur at many levels when it impacts us with this chaotic fever, so to speak. and the one thing I want to offer you is a little practical tip, and if you might want to write this down, remember that you as a person having a human experience, you do exist at the physical level, the emotional level, the mental level, and the spiritual level. These layers of our being, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, are quite real. Each of those is a body that's identified with your consciousness. And so often when people talk about crisis or earth changes, they immediately go to the physical, which is fine because there are things that to calling your attention. However, the one gift we would like to impart is for you to reflect on all of those levels.
Yes, yes.
Because there are particular needs for each body. Each aspect of you, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, has its own metaphysical worldview, has its own needs. Each is a part of the holistic puzzle. And we're going to chat a little bit about each of these levels as we continue with the show. However, we talked earlier on about pre-thinking a little bit, about meditating or imagining what you might need to do to prepare yourself should you find yourself in an unpredicted situation.
Now, what's important about this is that when we give ourselves the gift, and it is a gift of relaxing into knowing that the universe has your back, okay? Trust me, the universe has your back. when we relax into knowing that, then we can prepare from a space of divine co-creative intuition. And everyone has this beautiful divine co-creative intuition. However, when we dive into fear and say, I'm afraid something's going to happen. I'm afraid that people are going to blow themselves up. I'm afraid that I'm going to get be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm afraid that the world is at war. Then we come from a negative spiral. And this is a very important thing to remember, that when we can relax and prepare in the spaciousness of divine trust, we truly receive the guidance. And, you know, one little, we mentioned, we just published an article. It's called Spiritual Survival, The Essentials for Harmony During Chaotic Times. It's right there on the homepage at sriankira.com. Go read it. But one of the things that's important, and I just want to talk about is, you know, last year, for example, because you want to act. You don't want to receive intuition and then like months later go, God, I wish I would have acted on that. And one of the things that I think is important to talk about was one of the things that wound up being our mainstay, which was water.
Absolutely. And this is a good example of both the spiritual level and the physical level.
Exactly.
You know, here at Terra Nostra in the foothills, the mountains of Uruguay, which I consider to be foothills because we're only at, you know, 1,100 feet.
But we're at the highest elevation in the country.
But it's a nice view. One of the things we're blessed with at this land are two streams on each side of the property boundary. And those
clean streams.
Those streams are lovely with clean, fresh, beautiful water. However, when we witnessed a rainstorm some months ago, we noticed how the streams get a little cloudy due to the runoff.
And this was about seven, eight months ago.
And so when I noticed that cloudiness coming to the water, you know, the question was, well, maybe we need to install some filters.
Because remember, our water was coming from that stream. We actually had piping from the stream. We're at headwater. So our stream is so clear and so beautiful. It's very pure drinkable water. And that was our sole supply of water.
Well, last year, we found ourselves in a meditative circumstance where it became clear that we should install a traditional water well. You know, right. They call it a perforation here.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing.
You're literally drilling down into Mother Earth. And because there's so much granite here, they use a diamond bit drill to
now,
slowly go down.
Exactly. And here's the point. We didn't have to do this. And this is the point we're trying to make. What we received was clear guidance from the universe that said, you really need to do this. Even though, as Sri mentioned, they need a diamond drill. It's a perforation. It was extremely expensive. It was one of those expenses that came out of the blue that we were not ready for, that kind of hit you hard in the pocketbook. Yet the guidance was so strong that we had to do this, that rather than ignore it, we followed through. And without having to go through all the details, what was important was that had we not done that moment of preparation 8 months ago, had we not followed the guidance that had, quote unquote, no good reason at the time for doing it, other than what felt like perceived convenience, we didn't have to put in filters and all the other things, had we not done that, we would have lost all of our water supply during the storm, because the former supply of water, the system that was installed in the river that we never disconnected, was completely damaged and washed away by day two of our 5-day experience.
And certainly that was a surprise as well. However, it was a non-essential piece of equipment at this point, and we were able to continue to bring forth crystalline clear, pure water from 300 and some odd feet below the Earth's surface. And that was just one example about how the physical and the spiritual interface together.
Exactly.
It was physical support. And this brings us back to that piece of paper. At the physical level, you should have some drinking water in storage. In our case, our storage was beneath our feet.
And we were blessed. But, you know, the other thing was about, oh, goodness gracious, I forget how many years ago now, Archangel Zadkiel offered us a beautiful ensoulment that clearly said, there will come a time when you should have 2 weeks of supplies to account for any disruptions that may happen on the planet. And since that time, we've actually had more than 2 weeks of supplies because we always have people around. So we've always had that. And remember, supplies are not just for you. They're also for your animals, right? So we always never run out of dog food. We never run low on dog food. We never run low on food for other animals. And we always have enough
There's
supplies.
Always yeah, there's always enough to share. And
yep.
and that is where the physical ties into the emotional body. Now remember we talked about these bodies? If you have an abundance of something, then you can share it. And there are those that may be really needy, really delightful to have your generosity, and it will warm your heart to be able to do this.
We actually had a local man who got stranded here on our property with us, and we were able to feed him as well. And this is what's so beautiful is that during the entire time we were here, we ran out of fresh food within 2 days, but we had to make it through 5 days and five nights. Well, our dogs never missed a beat. They were certainly happy because we always have extra dog food. And we were able to get creative. We were able to have some fun with the pantry and all of those stored foods.
And all those herbs that we had,
yeah,
you know, to mix and match and have some fun. And so, beloved ones, once again, as you think about this, as you think about your life, how can you do a few simple things to make sure that somewhere in your cabinetry, in your basement, in your attic, you have a few of the things needed? Because this isn't about fear-based preoccupation.
And that's the key. If you come at this from a fear-based preoccupation, you will do things that will not support the longer-term spiritual survival. Because spiritual survival is a joy-filled, blessed experience of witnessing miracles. And go read our article, because that's what it's about.
And so truly, preparation is a way of bringing love to yourself, your family, your animals, and saying, in my act of love, in my act of wisdom, what would we need to have around our home to support us? Now, support then covers three of these bodies. It covers the physical body. It approaches the mental body because there is an attitude of wisdom and recognition. It also handles emotional support because I can tell you for sure, if you go to bed hungry, you wake up a little grumpier.
And if your animals are hungry, things can get dangerous. Now, you know, speaking of support, and remember, we want to talk about this retrograde that's coming up because it really ties into all of this. We've got a whole bunch of people still holding because every time we hang up, somebody else calls in. So why don't we say hello to a few more people?
Absolutely. So we're going to go to line five and say hi to Jerry from Idaho.
Well, hey, Jerry, namaste.
Namaste. Hi. Well, speaking of congestions in the world, I've been busy cleaning out my own congestions and working really hard at it and wondering if you could give me a little mini soul reading on if there's an end in sight or if there's an easier path than I've been taking.
Oh, bless your heart, sweetheart. Well, thank you for calling in, you know, truly. And I want you to bring your hand to your heart in this moment. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I'd like you to do that as well. And the Ascended Master Lanto has just come in before you. And it's interesting. He's standing before you, but yet it's his back that's in front of you. And he's saying, put your hands on my shoulders. And as you put your hands on your shoulders, it's like he's saying, I will carry you. I will carry you. And he's saying that the more that you trust the light that is pulsing through you and the less that you listen to the mind that is controlling you, the sooner you will release the burdens that you feel you must carry. These are not your burdens, yet you carry them well and they have become comfortable. And literally, I'm watching Lanto. He's now like stooping down and you're like, it's like a piggyback. Like you're jumping onto him and he's saying, feel my light, feel my love, surround yourself with the truth of who you are. And as you carry this truth, all will ignite. And it's like I'm seeing problems. It's like they're blown up in a puff of fire. It's like boom, 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 boom. Like these puffs of light are coming out. But it begins with you saying, I'm ready. You know, enough is enough. enough is enough. I'm not carrying this anymore. Enough is enough. And then feeling this ignition of light bursting through you. And so I would encourage you to spend a little more time maybe meditating or communicating with the Ascended Master Lanto, because he is very powerfully working with you right now. And truly, this is ready to clear. It's just there, Angel. It's not like there's time or length. It's just ready. As you are ready to ignite it, it is ready to move. And so it is. I'm so glad you called.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Namaste.
Much love. Well, Sri, let's say hi to one more person. Should we go up to Canada?
Well, absolutely. One more right now and more later.
Let's do that.
We're going to go to line 4 and say hello to Ruth from Canada.
Namaste, Ruth. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you so much. I'm just really pleased I was able to get through to you guys. And I'm thankful that you weathered through the storm well and that you're okay. And I just love you guys and wondered if I could get just a mini reading.
Oh, Ruth, you are such a precious gift from God. You really are. You know, as I listen to your voice, I just first want to say thank you. Thank you for connecting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being on the planet. And as I share that with you, all of these beautiful, beautiful, they're like feminine, very feminine master presences are coming in around you. And it's like I see all of them. It's like I'm seeing Mary, I'm seeing Kuan Yin, I'm seeing all of these beautiful, like Lady Nada, all of these beautiful master feminine energies. And they're all whispering to you and they're saying, fear not and move forward, for the divine timing is upon thee, and now is the moment you have prayed for. We have been next to you, listening, guiding, and holding your heart so that it will not be hurt. You are ready to do that which you have known it is time to do, and we are here with you now. And so it is, my angel. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Kira.
Oh, honey, I love you. Namaste.
Thank you. I love you too. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, what a beautiful angel. You know, I say this every week. I know I'm a broken record. Forgive me, guys, but you're the best. We have the best audience on the planet. You guys are so amazing. And, you know, whether you get through on the lines and we get to say hello to you in person or just feel you energetically, we know you're there and we
Absolutely.
Love you. And, you know, if you have not connected with our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, make sure you do, because we've been posting videos as fast as we can. We've got another one coming in this week. Actually, we might have two coming up this week. Really timely, really important. And, you know, Sri, as we go in and start, go ahead. Sri's looking at me going, Kira, say this.
One of the things I want to really offer here is, you know, we talked about this list of the holistic approach of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Each of those bodies interacts with the others. And it's really important to recognize that if you start at the physical, you're working at the densest level. If you start at the spiritual, you're working at the actually most powerful level. However, because we were born into density and we're evolving or remembering our mastery, we're evolving through all of our physical, mental, and emotional debris, so to speak. Sometimes our physical, our spiritual power is not as developed in a moment as we will have it developed in a later moment. And now what I'm really getting at is, if you have cultivated spiritual practices and spiritual sight and spiritual recognition, that will serve you very well, because it provides emotional reassurance to you. It provides mental reassurance, a positive attitude, and it provides a lot of the energy that the physical body thought it needed through physical means. Now, for example, what I'm referring to is, Kira and I completed a 40-day water fast not that long ago. And of course, there was a moment when we first began where we wondered, can we do this? And yet we discovered we could do it with ease due to the spiritual principles and power that came forward for us. So here's the bottom line. work at all the levels, but bring your attention to the spiritual, because that's the master level that will inform the coarser or denser bodies. And with that as your understanding, we want to present to you an opportunity to turbocharge your spiritual recognition and power. And we call that igniting your ascended abundance.
Ooh, I love that.
Absolutely. Because abundance means energetic flow that can manifest at all the levels. To be abundant, one can manifest emotional well-being and emotional harmony. When we are abundant, we can manifest beautiful visions at the mental side. We can manifest changes in our physical vessel and the physical world around us. So how do we ignite our ascended abundance? There are indeed some alchemical principles and truths that have been proven throughout the ages and for most part hidden away in mystery schools.
Well, because you do have inside of you, you have sacred spiritual alchemical abilities. However, so many of us don't know how to ignite these. Now, this is not the law of attraction. As a matter of fact, this is so far beyond it. And so we encourage you, go to shreeandkira.com, click on Ignite Your Ascended Abundance and join us. Join us in May. This is 2 teleclasses for $22, guys. I mean, this is just as low as it can be, and you're going to get everything. The workbooks, the audios. If you can't join us live, you'll get everything you need. However, what you will receive is that incredible fuel to ignite the journey and flourish during these times. I mean, really flourish.
One of the hidden benefits of a world in chaos, one of the hidden benefits of a storm or a tragedy is that it ignites your capacity to move into your ascended state. You know, we always have those moments where either we lift or we drop.
Pop or drop.
And if it takes an outer crisis or an emotional crisis, losing your job, losing your loved one, whatever it might be, yes, at one level, it's tragic and hard. And yet at another level, it ignites your resources.
In every way.
And that ignition is more easy and less problematic if you have cultivated your ascended consciousness. Because we then flow quite naturally into the appropriate orientation that will carry us through whatever the challenge is before us. And that ignition is your birthright. Are you ready to claim it?
I bet you are. I would say that, of course, you're ready to claim it. Now, you know, speaking of claiming, I want to talk about this upcoming Mercury retrograde.
Oh, let's do that.
Because we're just a few days away. And whether you catch this live, whether you're catching us in the archives, whether you're catching us long after this retrograde happened, we keep talking about this is going to be the retrograde. You'll want to go back and think about this time. This retrograde, we're already in the shadow period, so to speak. You know, the part, you know, right before Mercury will go stationary. It will go direct into retrograde Thursday, April 28th. Now, this is an intensely powerful, and I want to use the word realized, retrograde. And what that means is that during this retrograde time, and this is going to be virtually the entire month of May, which if you catch our May revelations, which will be on YouTube shortly, May is the opening of the final point of the Metronian star and the spin, and it's a 5-month spin, begins. Now, consider that this is opening up in the middle of this retrograde.
You know, retrogrades come and go, and there is a synergy between the cosmological, the astrological alignments and energies and the experience that's going on with consciousness and energy here on Gaia and elsewhere. And so right now with this energy that's been opening, we are at a turbocharged moment.
Yeah.
I'm sure you each have seen in the last several months how the acceleration has been going on both in your inner world and your outer world. Now, let's bring in a retrograde and remember the blessing that comes with that energy.
And that's another word, remember. So far we've talked about realize. This retrograde is so powerful that it gives you the opportunity to actually realize your dreams. Now, this retrograde is the first retrograde that is truly coming forward with the energy of both the third and the fifth dimension. So how many of you hear Mercury retrograde and want to go crawl into bed for 5 weeks, right? It's like, oh my God, Mercury retrograde. Well, if you do, if you come into this retrograde with that energy, I can promise you a heaping dose of negativity, fear, and a whole bunch of returning energy that you might not want to be looking at. Or you can realize and remember that you have the power to reactivate your divine presence in a way that will literally carry you to the next level. Diving into this retrograde in fifth dimensional energy will pop you through. It's like literally going into a portal. And during this time, staying in fifth dimensional creation energy, realizing, remembering, reactivating, literally you're going to pop out on the other end in May and an entirely new person, refreshed, restored, and ready to receive, 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 receive. So the key is, there's almost like a big cautionary sign on this retrograde. This retrograde will literally be, you will reap what you sow.
Absolutely. You know, and this reminds me a bit of what has been building for the last couple of months.
Yeah, very much so.
In March, we talked a bit about how April would bear witness to your intentions and what you had sown in March. And now we're coming into this retrograde time. This is an opportunity to reinvent yourself, to re-script your reality.
Absolutely.
To realize who you truly are, as opposed to regressing. You know, that's really what we're suggesting, is use this energy as an ignition to reinvent, to realize, to dynamically claim that which is yours to claim.
And there's two very clear paths ahead for this retrograde. You can walk the path of that reclamation of that energy, or you can walk the path of, I need to go
regress,
I need to go revisit everything that I don't enjoy. And let me tell you guys, there's two heaping spoonfuls of energy here. And so the key is, and this is why we feel it's so important to get this information out to you before the retrograde actually goes stationary, is that if you dive into this retrograde with joy and presence and say, you know what, this is my moment, I'm going to do it, you will discover on the other side a literally refreshed life. And this is, like I mentioned, this is the retrograde that you'll talk about all the rest of this year and go, wow, 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 was that a powerful time? Remember that April, for the Metronian star, April has been the energy of we are, the energy of the greater whole. And when we dive into the energy of we are, when we dive into the energy of the greater whole, that's an uplifting energy, because it's also a sign that we have stepped into ascension awareness. Remember that we are in this 2015 through 2022 ascension escalator, as we've been referring to it. Everything is showing up in the third and the fifth dimension. So as much as the Metronian star energy is about the greater whole and the we are, and really paying attention to that, it can just as easily be for the me's. This was very much about my way only, my energy only. And you see this geopolitically. You know, I think about our first caller today, the one who was having the issues with working with people in the social work. You know, absolutely, working in density the way she is, she's seeing the third dimensional energy. That is an invitation to recognize, remember the re in the retrograde, recognize the fifth dimensional overlay. If you find yourself in a third dimensional experience, as Sri mentioned earlier, take yourself to 10,000 feet, right? Get a broader view and ask, what is the fifth dimensional experience that I'm experiencing right now? Try to avoid remaining trapped in the 3D. The 3D is powerful, angels. It's very powerful. It's got a lot of momentum. And you know what? So does the 5D. And this retrograde is a gift. This is a bonus gift. It really is, as long as you're aware of it and ready to realize, remember, reactivate
and renew your joy. You know, so often when we're working in the world, the friction of density, of dealing with dramas and traumas and traffic and shopping and all of that stuff of density, you can approach it from the third dimensional habitual orientation, or mm-hmm. you can cultivate your joy and approach it with the delight of somebody who's at a Disneyland, you know, so to speak.
So
it's
true.
Like, oh, look at the red light. I get to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the line. I get to smile. I get to breathe. My joy is emanating and conditioning this space to the benefit of all. You know, there are so many orientations that are available to you. And the fifth dimensional is the frequency of choice. It's the frequency of joy. The 3D reality is the frequency of friction, Velcro, and regressive cycling.
Yeah.
Back and forth, into the mud, out of the mud, into the mud, out of the mud. And you're going to see so much of that in the outer world. Each time you witness that, use it to bring a smile to your face and say, I choose love. I choose joy.
Very much so.
I choose to continue on my path of self-ascension.
Well, you know, and in addition to what just happened and what we just lived through here at Terra Nostra, it's one of the reasons why we worked so quickly to get this article out there. Go to our website, shreeandkira.com, click on Spiritual Survival, The Essentials for Harmony During Chaotic Times, because there's a lot of information in there that also applies to this retrograde. And the other reason that we're offering our Ascended Abundance program during the retrograde is because imagine claiming, remembering your incredible alchemical abilities during the retrograde. You are reclaiming your mastery during the retrograde.
And you're going to relaunch, renew,
revitalize,
and get the reward.
So it had to be in May, and it had to be the two middle weeks in May, which is why we did that. And so truly, join us. It's affordable. It's darn affordable. You're going to get all the audios, the workbooks. Shri and Kira will be live with you. You can talk to us live during the classes, but join us. Now, you know, speaking of joining us, Shri, let's see if we can sneak in another caller.
Absolutely. Let's head to line 3 and say hello to Christy from California.
Namaste, Christy. Welcome.
Good morning, beloved ones. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Angel.
It's been a very challenging year. It's been a very challenging few years. I'm facing the possibility of having to have cataracts worked on, and I would like some prayers and help for this healing, please.
Oh, absolutely, my love. You know, as I connect with you,
I'm sure my soul wants to give me a message, too.
Absolutely, it does. And so I want to invite you to bring your hand to your heart if you can, and just relax your eyes right now if you can. Just close your eyes. And there is a powerful message. There is a powerful message coming in for you. And what's important to do is take a breath. Take a breath. And as you take that breath, this Archangel Michael has just shown up around you and is saying, feel the energy of the divine crystalline light. It's like rays of light, and he's spiraling them all around you. And your soul's energy is saying, do not fear what is happening to the body. You are being awakened to a new way of seeing. Soon this will be clear, and soon everything will make sense. They're saying to release the fear and embrace the shift. And as you take the shift, you will be able to move forward. And Archangel Michael is also standing here with Archangel Zadkiel. And there's this unified stream of violet and crystalline light alternating, going in between your eyes, coming in, and I'm watching it stream out of your crown, and it's forming like a protective cocoon. And they're saying that you are being guided and to move forward with that which you know is true, and it shall resolve.
Thank you. That's so beautiful.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings. Oh, Sri, how beautiful.
Well, indeed. And it, you know, it reminds us, and everything that we do in our interactions with our beautiful callers reminds us that each and every one of us is coexisting on multiple levels. So often we are focused on the physical or the emotional or even the spiritual.
Very much so.
And our attention is focused, yet we are existing on multiple levels. It's one of those things I like to tell people, you know, if you're driving on your commute to work, you can easily daydream. And yet your body seems to know how to drive the car. Well, it's a bit like that in our lives. We are operating on multiple levels.
Indeed.
And it's important that we bring our attention to each of those levels so that we can holistically and with good harmony heal, restore, and lift. Do not neglect any aspect of your experience, yet remember that the more refined levels, and in this case, the spiritual body, has more power and potency than the other bodies. And yet, for so many people, it's the last one that we really developed. So, start now. Keep developing that capacity to see the light, to command the light, to trust the light, and to know that you are light.
And to know, beloved ones, that you can dive into this retrograde and soar through it, coming out the other end, ready to move forward. There is truly nothing to fear. And when that illusion comes forward, smile, release, and love yourself even more. The third and the fifth dimension are very real. They're very here. The question is, where do you want to play? And I know that Sri and I are playing in the fifth dimension, and we enjoy meeting you there often. And we enjoy meeting you here every week.
Every week. And beloved ones, until we have the delight of being with you again next week, may you take a deep breath and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.